From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Violent protests escalate as Guyana's political crisis deepens. The UK's largest banana importer expects few changes in Europe's trade arrangement, and thousands of Haitians stampede the border with the Dominican Republic in search of work. I'm Moya Thomas, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Heavily armed police are now patrolling the streets of Georgetown, Guyana, as protesting crowds today threatened to start a riot. The windows of several shops and motor vehicles were broken, and many persons, mainly of Indian descent, were attacked and robbed. A level of calm has now returned to the city. Colin Smith reports.
The trouble began when a crowd of protesters near the city center suddenly became much more agitated. They smashed the windscreens and windows of stores and nearby motor vehicles and attacked and robbed several persons, mainly those of Indian descent. As store owners became aware of what was happening, they quickly closed their doors and erected barricades. Many of them had not taken down the barricades which they had put up since before the December 15th general elections. Crowds of restless youths also formed in other parts of the city, also threatening violent disturbances. As word spread of what seemed to be building up, panic-stricken parents ran to schools to collect their children. Within an hour, almost all schools, government offices, and business places in central Georgetown had closed their doors, and employees headed for their homes or places where they felt they would be safe.